change that up. Yeah, so pod name.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the pod name.
I think it's in one of the first scans, screenshots.
See, I did like Mum Life Unfiltered.
I don't sit on this side that often. It feels very bizarre.
Do you not? Do you want to swap sides?
No, as in I don't normally sit on this sofa.
Oh, okay.
Mum Life Unfiltered, is that the one? What was the one that it had that cool tagline?
Yeah, but I don't know where it is.
Oh, give me your phone.
Oh, hang on. Oh, Mum Life Unfiltered. No, no filters, no judgment. Two mums keeping it real. No, yeah. That weren't it.
So as you can tell, guys, we're not really sure what we're doing.
She's Lisa, I'm Stacey.
What's it?
Galaxy screen.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it? Off the mum rails, two mums, one conversation, no idea where it's going.
Yeah.
Because that is us to a T.
Yeah. Right, okay, so I reckon that's what it should be.
Yeah.
Alright. Hi guys, this is Off the Mum Rails. Two mums, one conversation, no idea where it's going. That's our everyday life, our everyday phone call. I'm Stacey.
I'm Lisa.
And let's see where this goes. This is literally our lives, our telephone calls, and everything about our friendship.
Yeah. So, just a bit of backstory. We met randomly in Greece on holiday with our two kids.
Your mum was there.
My mum was there. Stacey was playing Untold Amount of Football, whereas my child was very good in sunbathing. With cream, back to 15. He doesn't get away with not being able to do that. So essentially we just met and it was one of those things like, where do you live? Realised we lived relatively close.
Yeah.
So met up a couple of times. Soft play seemed to be the one thing that we took the boys to gravitate and burn out all their energy. And then we just continued chatting.
But for me, it was definitely COVID that changed the dynamic of it.
Yeah.
Because we were both at home, the boys were at home, we were both dealing with quite similar experiences. And our children are both the same age.
Yeah.
And I do think that that's when our friendship changed. Not, we weren't just
acquaintances
or just mums who had just, we literally developed a really lovely friendship
and now we see each other more than the boys do.
It's just spiraled out of control, hasn't it, the last couple of weeks.
So the other thing is we tend to do a lot of concerts, don't we?
I think we quite like the same genre of music, and
we're quite good at spending each other's money.
Yeah, we go on holiday as well.
We go on holiday,
not big holidays, like just a long weekend here and there. We've done that only twice, to be fair. But, three times.
Yeah, we did Paris, didn't we?
Yeah, and Naples twice. Yeah. And I just think that we can probably be, a lot of people relate to us, and just our such random conversations that we have. Like, we can start off in one conversation and an hour later
we're still talking,
but on something so completely different.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, we just thought why don't we just turn this into a podcast and actually see what happens from it?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, isn't it? I think everyone's doing something on internet space nowadays, yeah, whether it's reels or podcasts or
social media is really big now, isn't it?
And I think the thing is, you've got to move sometimes with the times.
Yeah.
And also, this might not...
I mean, it might, nothing might come of it.
But it's also just quite funny for us, because we just said a couple of weeks ago, wouldn't it be funny if we did a podcast, which is actually quite dangerous if you tell Stacey, let's do something, because she then Googles it and sends you like 4 million things, orders like the little tripod stand and the mics.
We ain't even got the mics on because they're not working.
And then, you know, she's like, all right, okay. And
yeah, but then you say to me,
yeah,
right, if we don't do it this weekend...
Yeah, so
it's never going to happen.
Like, right, let's do it. So the boys are obviously not here. They actually don't know we're doing this. So
none of our
family
know that we're doing it.
Yeah, I think any one friend might know, but not necessarily.
Well, they don't even know like the name of it or anything.
No, so, because we've just decided.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is they wouldn't even have an idea to go...
What they're looking for.
Yeah, because it's not out there.
But it is funny. Like, and I think it's just sometimes you've got to try these things and just go, do you know what, they worked or they didn't, don't you?
Yeah.
And there's no point, you know, telling like our kids to do that and then not doing it.
I've got to be honest, mine would laugh at me.
Oh, yeah.
Who would massively laugh at me? But I get where... I totally get where he's coming from. Like, our age group, would you... I mean, I guess I would expect that's what they're kind of doing now. Like, you see a lot of podcasts out there that we are all around the same age, that everybody's doing it. But there are, like, it's so vast.
Mm.
It's quite... I don't know...
Well, the internet is a big space, isn't it? And I think, essentially, there's enough for everyone to have a little piece and a say in a bit. So, and I think it's just one of those things that sometimes you just think, oh, let's do something different.
But I think as well, we are very chalk and cheese.
We are, yeah.
But we do like a lot of the same stuff.
Mm.
And like our parenting, like we support each other in everything that we do, but we also have so different perspectives on things.
Yeah.
And there are quite a lot of friendships out there that are really, really similar.
Mm.
But we also are really quite silly.
Yeah. but I think it's also, isn't it, just those things of, yes, we are chalk and cheese, but I think actually, as we've got older, and we've continued to stay friends, and I think like got closer, I think there's a lot of things that we're not
so different
on now.
Yeah.
So I think that's a slightly different dynamic.
But it's even like we were talking about how long is our first video gonna last. Now I said we were gonna start it at this time. I gave us a massive warning. Right, this is, we've got...
And you decided to go in the shower at the
this
time.
Amount
you were going to start it.
Of time. And then I decided to go get ready, you know, this, that and the other. And before we started, we was just randomly chatting.
Yeah.
And I think it must be really difficult for people as well, especially us, trying to do a podcast that is potentially going to last half hour, 45 minutes, maybe longer.
Mm.
Where does the actual conversation go? Like, what are we going to talk about and things like that?
Yeah, but I think we agreed, didn't we, like for this first one or maybe the couple, like just to see, essentially, because you want to see if it's got traction and it's got legs to go.
The audience, if they comment and...
Yeah, and part of it is whereas I think, like anything, when you start a new venture, you're a little bit nervous and you don't want to put it out there to friends and family. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, this type of venture, I mean. But I also think it's just...
But it's even like today, yeah?
Yeah.
So we're going to go out today.
Yeah.
This is why we decided to do it this weekend, because we're going out.
Mm-hmm.
We've been restaurants, we've gone out day trips with our children, by ourselves, having a wander. We've done concerts, we've gone on holiday, we've gone to different stadiums, we've done loads and loads of stuff.
Mm.
But today, where we go, we've never been, we've never done that, not even venue. Like a festival vibe, but that this sort of venue. We haven't done it before, so as much as we're doing this for the first time,
yeah,
we're actually going out to do that for the first time.
Yeah, we went on a lot of firsts, didn't we?
And we don't really know what to expect. It's on for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to stay there the whole time? You know, all those things that everybody talks about, but we're potentially choosing to do it on a podcast. On a podcast with kind of everybody witnessing some of our firsts now that we're going to try and actually start doing.
Yeah, and I think the whole point of it, isn't it, is when we were talking about doing the podcast was around the fact that essentially I think the basis of a podcast for me personally is just having a giggle.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, some of the podcasts that we listen to,
yeah,
we really chuckle at them.
Yeah.
Because you can just see that friendship between...
It's a nice dynamic.
Yeah, it's the dynamic of... Or even if it's a singular host and they have guests on,
yeah,
you can see that relationship and friendship, can't you?
Yeah.
So I think... And I've just realised... I swear I'm blending in with my sofa.
Yeah, I think you might be. I mean, it's a great thing to do.
Dark green sofa and a black... outfit,
just to say as well, is that I did say, which is quite funny, I did actually say that we should wear light colours.
And we've both gone dark.
And we've both actually gone dark.
Yeah. But well, maybe eventually we might get t-shirts with the podcast name and tagline. Yeah.
And then that's what we wear.
And that's what we wear. So it'll be a uniform.
Yeah.
Because how difficult is it to decide what to wear every day?
Yeah, and especially like I put on this t-shirt which I was gonna wear and I love it.
Mm.
I was like, I gotta iron it.
Yeah,
no. It's
not fun.
Crinkled more so in the sleeves, but then I was like, I don't want to look like I don't like take care of myself. And I have an iron. I do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I think as well, like you said, we are nervous about this. This is our first time. We've even spoke about, you know, at the moment, we've just got one camera. Do we then go and get two cameras to see it from different sides? Because we want it to be quite a natural chatting environment.
Yeah.
But because we've never done this before, it's like, oh my gosh, like, you know, it's all new.
Yeah.
And I just think we've got, you know, we're putting ourselves out there. A lot of people are actually really nervous about doing it. They might have really bad anxiety. My anxiety is all right. Will it be all right when I watch it? Potentially, are we going to watch it back to see?
I think we're going to have to.
What happens? But I think that's, you know, we're going to watch it, cringe at ourselves, and then see what happens. And like, you know, we've said as well, we might have to do another video later to see, like, this is literally us starting off fresh.
Yeah.
You know.
Have no idea.
Yeah. And I think that's quite important that this, the part, some processes that everybody needs to take, it is new and you have to put yourself out there, and as uncomfortable as it might be, it might actually help other people out there.
Yeah, but I think also though, it just goes to change, doesn't it? I think in friendships, you need those people that would do those things and follow that idea. So
yeah,
as much as it was a bit like, oh, should we do a podcast
while sitting in a Turkish restaurant,
yeah, just
let me point that out, sitting having food
before we went to the cinema.
Yeah,
so it was really random, a bit like, you know, your everyday ideas. And then, like I say, that was Stacey went home, yeah, and then the next day I got a whole, what about these microphones, what about this tripod, and the answer was, yeah, go on then, do it,
let's do it.
You know, we got it in, so it's either going to work or it's not, and that's okay. Yeah, obviously we'd prefer it to work, but it's okay just to give something a go and go, oh, actually we're going to change that, or we're going to change this, or,
and I think as well we related it to work, didn't we? You know, we were saying, and even with our children, you know, we were just saying this morning, like, them going out to work and, you know, starting stuff like that, at the end of the day, there are some jobs you walk into and you're like, you know, it's just not the right fit for me. Or you're going to walk in and go, this is, you know, great, this is lovely. But then it's actually working out the right time for your mental health to say, do you know what? It's actually time to stop.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think that we will talk about lots of different topics. Some topics might get quite deep. Some topics might be about our children, and more so mine, with his...
He provides good stories, doesn't he?
You know, and I think over the years, you have heard many of the stories that they're quite endearing as well. Like, it's very...
It's all very innocent.
Yeah.
Very, like, just, I think, trying to work out in a world that can be very confusing where he fits and how he stands, and
and also what? It's the fact that you don't get a parenting book.
No,
if there is a parenting book out there, that's not how you parent or how I parent.
No,
like, they might be really so totally different. And I think, yet again, there are a lot of parents out there who, you know, as much as we are probably going a little bit deep in this very first podcast, but with our mental health and things like that, you've always got to find that friendship that you can text and say, I'm actually having a bad day today, or ring and go, you're not going to believe what's happened. Like, I know since we've known each other, both our grandparents have passed away.
Yeah, they're really
they're really tricky situations. When we know how close we were,
yeah,
like, we're actually there quite a lot for each other. And when it's anniversaries and things like that, we know that. And I think that our friendship has definitely been started off on a holiday, you know, two completely different lifestyles. And over the years, it's kind of blended more, especially over the last couple of years, when we've probably been to see many concerts. And
well, we used to take the boys, didn't we? That was the thing. And then they've just got older and, you know, as teenagers do, want to be with their mates.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and not hang out with, you know, their mums, which is fine. I remember doing the same. But I think it's that, isn't it, that we... And also, we're single women.
Yeah.
And I think that's a different dynamic. You get, you know, we've got lots of friends who are, you know, happily married in relationships. And all of that. But it's a different dynamic when you're essentially third, fourth, fifth wheeling as a single person.
But so I think as well, money.
Yeah.
Money comes involved in it as well.
Yeah. So I think it's just those...
Just navigating, isn't it?
Yeah,
navigating life.
Yeah, it's deciding what we want to do, really, essentially. And and I think it's like anything. We have a bit of a giggle, don't we, most days? And then I think, like, I don't think any conversation realistically is less than an hour for us, though, if we're on the phone.
No. And even if, like, my child interrupts or your child interrupts, then, or even our parents, we will call each other straight back.
Mm.
And then another 40 minutes later, we're still talking, yeah, and other things have popped up. But yeah, from my perspective, I would like this to potentially help other parents who are possibly in our situation to kind of go, okay, they're not by themselves.
Yeah.
Because it, parenting can be tough at the end of the day. But I do want people to have a bit of a giggle over our potential misery or our misfortune. Yeah.
But also I think it's just a way to have a giggle yourself and just let go of, you know, life's busy.
Yeah.
You know, there's always stresses, but also there's always the really good times. And I think that's what I want to look at is, because I think sometimes we forget to focus
on the positives.
Yeah, and even if that is just it was a little bit sunny today and I managed to get out and I managed to do this, or, you know, because I think we all fall into those traps of, you know, being on the same roller coaster of a day, you know, and stuff. So I think
is it called a rat run? What is it called?
The rat race normally.
Yeah, where you're constantly just...
Yeah, like a hamster wheel type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just doing the same thing day in, day out.
Yeah, it's monotonous, isn't it?
Yeah.
As much as it's consistent, sometimes you do need to break it up to actually slow yourself down and take a step back. Like I said to you, I said, this could be like, you know, you never know, we might have a tear or two, but... It's that therapy as well, like being able to just talk and, if I'm honest, not feel the judgment from anybody.
Mm.
I think that's really important for this podcast as well.
Yeah, but I think it's that thing, isn't it? It's interesting because I think as soon as you open yourself up and put yourself on the internet, you're opening yourself up for that judgment.
Yeah.
And I think I suppose part of this is, as a friendship duo, we have to make sure that we both feel comfortable with that, and we're going to say, right, actually, that's fine, we'll do it, or we won't, or...
I think for me, if we end up getting so many negative feedbacks and negative comments, I don't want that to impact me
as
a person, because we're not putting ourselves out there
for that
to happen. Yeah, okay, like if we talk about something that might be really personal to somebody and we've got a completely different opinion, I don't have a problem with people sharing their opinions with us because they have every right. But I think certain comments, I don't think I'd appreciate it.
No.
Because I'm putting myself in a vulnerable position, to try and help people and for us to have a giggle and things like that. I think
for our own mental well-being, I think for the first, you know, until this becomes a bit established, I think we stay on the lighter topics and the giggles, because actually I think that's part of some of this has come out, hasn't it? Because you've had a really tough few months with being unwell and stuff going on in your personal life and stuff. And I think when we were talking about this originally, it was about having that giggle and actually just sometimes, because we do, don't we? We go, oh, do you remember when we talked about so-and-so the other day, and then we start the giggling again?
Yeah.
And I think it was that idea, wasn't it? So I think what we want to do is just for our own well-being, maybe just have the lighter, not necessarily lighter topics, but I think just, you know, maybe the things that have made us laugh in that week, or you know, and I think focusing on that, because naturally then you find more things. And
well, like we said, this is our first time of doing it. We don't really know what we're doing.
No. Winging it, like most things in life.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that is what life is, is actually winging it and seeing what happens, see where it comes from it. And then take it from there. But we want to give it a go.
Yeah.
And see what happens, even to the point of having, you know, other people join us to talk about something that they want to talk about, or, you know, get out in that big wide world. But yeah, that's where we kind of stand with that right about now, if I'm being honest.
That's it, really, essentially, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Well, in a nutshell, is we had an idea, we thought we'd run with it, see if it works. We've realistically got nothing to lose. And for all intents and purposes, it will just give us a giggle.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to watching this back. I think we'll cringe.
No.
But I'm wondering if there's a way that we can watch it back off the TV, if we project it on there somehow.
Maybe.
So that would be even worse, I think. So maybe we won't.
But as well, we might, like we said, it's working everything out.
I think it's also, you know, it's, if we're going to do this, we want to do it properly.
Yeah. But we want to be authentic as well. We don't want you guys to go, oh, they're not being their true versions, because trust me, we really are.
Yeah.
We're not the type to fake it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's not...
No, and I think in our friendship, we're very equal.
We do have very different jobs.
Yeah.
Incredibly different jobs. Yeah. Even our children
are different.
But their jobs that they want to do are so incredibly different.
Yeah.
But our friendship just works.
Mm.
And I think we do have a giggle. I think that there are certain situations, and I'm not going to say it today, but you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. We went to see a certain show. And I really, really made a right mess of myself with regards to embarrassment.
You sound like you've
wet yourself. No, I know, that's why I wanted to clarify. It was such embarrassment. And I don't even understand how I got myself in that horrific situation. But
it was comical.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
And we never stopped talking about it.
No.
We constantly giggled.
Yeah.
So I think on that note, we'll leave it there for today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will start
and watch this back.
The next podcast on actually telling that story of what actually happened. Of me really humiliating myself in front of two famous people. And I really didn't mean to, like, honestly, it was awful. But yet again, I think people can relate
to that. We've all done it.
Fumbling.
That starstruck.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, so, it was really lovely to chat to you guys. Obviously, we're going to have, subscribe, share, and...
Comment.
Is that
bit comment that, nicely, comments, please.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to have a different view and everything, and I totally get that. Please carry on watching us to hear more of our ridiculous stories that we do have.
Have a giggle.
See about what happens next. Thanks, guys.
Bye.